Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Coming up, Managing Director of the IMF makes three-day visit to Jamaica. OPM takes steps to prevent match fixing and temporary location identified for sports museum. Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Christine Lagarde, was in Jamaica for a three-day visit last week. During her visit, Madame Lagarde met with Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips, and Opposition Leader Andrew Holness. She also participated in several activities, including a lecture at the University of the West Indies and a reception in her honor, hosted by the Prime Minister at Jamaica House.
The government of Jamaica is honored to be hosting Madame Lagarde over the period June 27 to 28. The visit of Madame Lagarde is more than symbolic. It signifies the fund's acknowledgement and endorsement of the considerable progress which has been realized in the first year of Jamaica's economic transformation program, a program aimed at reversing the country's history of low growth and high debt.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. This endorsement was affirmed by the IMF Managing Director during a press conference at Jamaica House Friday.
I would like to pay a special tribute to Most Honourable Prime Minister and to Minister of Finance, as well as to all members of government, for the major efforts that they have undertaken and for the extraordinary leadership that they have displayed in order to conduct this programme of reforms that is intended for the benefit of Jamaica and the people of Jamaica. Jamaica's economic reform program, supported by the IMF, is off to a very strong start. Jamaica has just completed its fourth review. All reviews have been completed without any shortfall, without any failure, meeting all the criteria. This is an exceptionally strong record by IMF standard. And as a result, the economic outlook is improving.
The IMF managing director departed the island Saturday. At Tuesday's sitting of Parliament, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller expressed sadness at the passing of former councillor, Member of Parliament and Custos James Jim T. Thompson. Mr. Thompson died in hospital last week following a heart attack. He was 99 years old.
The country has lost one of its most loyal public servants. For most of his 99 years, he gave everything and did everything he could on behalf of the people of his beloved Jamaica. As his family mourns his loss, I say to them, his son Bishop Robert Thompson and his siblings, be comforted in the fact that his deeds and his contribution will never be forgotten.
Mr. Thompson served as Member of Parliament for North East Westmorland from 1972 to 1980. The Office of the Prime Minister, OPM, is taking steps to prevent the emergence of match fixing in Jamaica. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says the OPM intends to commission a study into the issue and identify legislative measures needed to dissuade participation and punish violators.
The Office of the Prime Minister intends to commission a study in order to determine how we should deal with these issues and identify the legislative measures needed to dissuade participation and punish violators. We cannot wait for the first major match fixing or sport gambling scandal to respond, Mr. Speaker. We need to take an appropriate preemptive action now.
Minister Nita Headley says the initiative is part of overall plans to improve the methods by which local sports are regulated. The sports minister was making her contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Gordon House earlier this week. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.